to episode 8, The Happy Valley. I'm your host, Sue Harper. Before I plunge into this episode, I'd like to give a shout out to Kara Middleton for her support and become a full-fledged patron of the Old Langford History Podcast. As Langford does not have an archives, it takes time digging into the past to research, write, and record each episode. So it's people like Kara that help keep the Old Langford History Podcast alive and well. To become a patron, or to just offer me a coffee, links can be found in each episode's description. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time. In this episode, we'll look into the origins of the name Happy Valley, the Stoneman discovery, and the lava pillows. Happy Valley is part of the municipalities of both Langford and Machozen on Vancouver Island. Human occupation of the lands go back over 8,000 years, as evidenced by the histories of village sites, fortifications, middens, and burial cairns of the First Nations people. Unfortunately, with European settlement, most, if not all of this, has been sadly destroyed. Today, we can only imagine how the landscape might have looked. European settlement and agricultural production in the area began in the 1850s, which included cultivating potatoes, vegetables, strawberries, fruit trees, a dairy, cattle, pig, and sheep ranching, just to name a few. Over the past half century, and especially over the last 20 years, farmland and forests located in the Langford side of Happy Valley has increasingly been under pressure, replaced with urban sprawl. However, Machozen has tried and continues to protect and promote its farm culture as much as possible, and the Happy Valley area as a whole provides a rich history to delve into. Robert Connell, local geologist and botanist, described approaching the area in 1940 from Victoria.
Glen Lake is hidden on the right as we approach Luxton, where we swing to the left around the hills and enter Happy Valley. To what or to whom this approach owes its name, I do not know. Perhaps, as in other Happy Valleys, the name was an expression of optimism on the part of some pioneer farmer, pleased with the wide flats and dark soil, and with the manner in which it nestles along the surrounding hills. However that may be, Happy Valley is a pleasant place with interesting features of its own.
So how did Happy Valley get its name? It's recorded in BC place names that around 1860, Black people had emigrated from the United States and settled in the valley. In the United States, racism and discrimination was severe. Slavery wouldn't be abolished until about 1865. James Douglas, aware of the plight of the Black community, had sent an invitation to a group in San Francisco in 1858 to come to Victoria, and 35 had taken Douglas up on the offer. Once they had confirmed that the colony was willing to give them equal political and economic rights after they became British subjects, several hundred Black Americans soon arrived to settle throughout Victoria. Many of these settlers were freemen and women from the northern and southern U.S., while others included escaped slaves looking to make their fortune. Unfortunately, these early settlers would not escape racism when they left the U.S., as many of the colony's white residents continued to discriminate against the Black community. Some Victoria churches had segregated seating, saloons either refused to serve Blacks or charged them a higher rate, and theaters either barred them or tried to limit their seating choices. So why do I bring this up? It's all about the naming of Happy Valley. I.G. Walker, postmaster of Happy Valley in 1905, reported that it was one of these Black pioneer settlers, Isaac Mull, from North Carolina, that gave Happy Valley its name, possibly with reference to the joy of becoming a free man under the British flag. Mull farmed in the area until his death in 1895, at a remarkable age of 103. He's buried in Saanich, but as recording this episode, I'm not sure which one, or even if his grave could be found. In another account, in 1908, the Victoria colonist stated,
"Happy Valley was given its name from the fact that several colored bachelor gentlemen made their homes here in the very early days. They were given to rendezvous at night, making merry in their own way."
As there are no other accounts to be found about naming the valley, I'll have to suppose that one of these recollections is true. Robert Connell described the area further in 1940.
It is evident that at one time this area, from about a half mile east of Goldstream Crossroads Junction with the Souk Road, right down Happy Valley, was underwater. A shallow lake or swamp now filled in, but then connected with the Langford Glen and Florence Lake areas. A small pond on the north side of Souk Road, just west of the Luxton Crossing, and set in a marshy fringe, is a good example of the last stage of one of these lakes. To the right, we see across the flats the Humpback Block, including Table Hill, and to the south is the northern end of the Cattle Hills, another piece of rocky terrain whose bold precipices are a familiar sight to pedestrians on the Souk Road.
In 1885, a discovery was made somewhere along the juncture of the base of the Cattle Hills and the Happy Valley Flats that mystified and intrigued people. The story goes that two men digging found a petrified human body. This news quickly made the newspaper on August 5th.
A novel sensation was caused yesterday by two well diggers on Mr. Gilbert's farm in Happy Valley, who unearthed a mammoth petrified man at a depth of 8 feet. It was loaded into a wagon and conveyed to the city. The relic of early days may be genuine, or may prove to be some old Indian idol, yet many manufactured stone giants are being unearthed in the United States. The head measures 36 inches, weight about 1,200 pounds, and 10 feet in height. The features are very plain, with a natural expression.
Several more articles appeared in the local newspaper.
A great curiosity. Petrified human body from Happy Valley now on exhibition at the Beehive, corner of Fort and Broad Street. Don't fail to see this great wonder and judge for yourself. Admission, 25 cents. Sold. The Happy Valley stone giant was sold yesterday to Captain McCallum, an English gentleman, for 300 pounds. He intends shipping the strange curiosity to the British Museum.
Captain McCallum gained notoriety with his purchase of the stone man, but was stopped from shipping it to the British Museum by customs. McCallum was later involved in a number of litigations against him, mainly for his gold mine interests in the area. He's buried in the Colwood Pioneer Cemetery. On February 27th, 1887, the truth emerged about the stone man. The article was entitled Mournful Incident.
A cortege passed through the streets yesterday, but it was not surrounded by the display which usually attends a funeral. The deceased was not placed in an elaborate casket. No inscription gave his name or age. The box containing the body was not hidden from view. The remains were of a coarsest material. It was thrown anyway on a common horse and dray and rumbled over the stony streets. But it was not to a grave that the remains were borne, but to the dissecting house, there to be cut and disfigured. Alas, it should be the fate of the Happy Valley stone man to be dragged to the marble cutter's yard, to be punctured by sharp-edged tools, in order to determine for his owner whether the giant form he had paid dearly for was a fossil or a sham.
The stone man was later declared a complete hoax. Another notable find in Happy Valley, but in this case volcanically, is the lava formation commonly called Pillow Lava. At the time in the newspapers, they were called the Pillows of Machozen. For location, the pillows were found in the direction of William's Head. It was also stated as seen west of Weir's Farm and at the foot of Buck Hill. The theory is that the pillows were formed by lava entering the water slowly and separating out into individual masses called pillows. This formation is discussed throughout the 1940s by Robert Connell.
Travelers throughout the district, however unobservant they may be, can scarcely fail to be struck by the curious appearance of a petrified sandbags in heaps which greets them for miles along the road and railway.
Today, if you walk along the Machozen coastline and also towards Souk, you can find the pillow lava created millions of years ago. And I'm sure there's also other places inland that the locals know where it exists. There are several beautiful descriptions of Happy Valley in the 1890s that are worth repeating. June 1890.
In Happy Valley are some good farms. Mr. Cole has a fine grass crop nearly ready for the scythes and considerable hay on hand from last season. He's one of the earliest settlers, having come out with Mrs. Cole around Cape Horn in the Hudson Bay Company service. On Mr. Cole's farm is a mineral spring, of water of which is celebrated for having cured several illnesses, especially liver and urinary diseases, when other remedies had failed. There is nothing nauseous in the taste of the water.
From 1894, the drive along Happy Valley Road is a leafy wonderland. One quickly understands the appropriateness of its name. And finally, in 1897,
the road through Happy Valley has a marked individuality of its own, a camaraderie, carefree gypsy spirit. A few bumps here and there, you won't mind. Here, a stretch of smiling meadow meets your eyes. Now you drive through wooded depths. Perhaps a quail will pirouette across the dusty trail, or a cock pheasant blaze past in all its glory, or maybe even a mother grouse. Go where you will, by the bridges that span the shallow streams, or the farmholds that wait basking in the sun. You shall never forget the road through Happy Valley.
And so ends this episode, looking at three events and some descriptions of Happy Valley. Be assured there'll be more covering this area, the pioneers that settled there, and other stories from the past. I hope you tune in for more upcoming episodes. And as I said at the beginning, consider becoming a patron. Thanks again for listening to the Old Langford History Podcast.